And suppose, because this is blanket, right? It applies in every zoning district because it's a definition. So if I wanted to build an arena,
yep,
I couldn't possibly do it. That would be an accessory building that would be much larger than 1,000 square feet. And I just don't see that there's anything to be gained by keeping that. And the same thing is on the prohibition of cooking facilities and accessory buildings. You know, before you came on the commission, John, we were using hypothetical development examples to illustrate some of the way we dealt with commercial projects. And one of the hypothetical examples that I used with people was a company that would sell beans and salsa, and it would have a commercial kitchen, and it would almost certainly be bigger than 1,000 square feet. And yet it was a use that everybody thought would fit into Boulder. And so these things just, you know, they probably came from some more urban set of definitions that were copied over a long time ago, but they don't make any sense in Boulder.
I think I'm now clear on exactly what we would be doing. Does anyone have, I'll let that, so I've spoken a lot, let someone else speak before we make a motion to amend the draft that's here.
Does anybody else have any comments?
Okay, I'm going to make a motion.
If there are no more comments, someone want to make a motion?
I will make a motion to strike section 4. Are there standards for the location of EADUs on the lot? Strike that and renumber accordingly.
And to accept everything else the way that it is?
Yes.
No, that has to be a separate motion. Okay, Striking item 4 needs to be a separate motion, and then you're going to have to make another motion to move it on to town council the way it is after that amendment. So this needs to be another motion.
Strike 4 and renumber 5.
I'll second John's motion. All in favor? Matt Cochran, aye.
Haley Opperson, aye.
John Barath, aye.
Colleen Thompson, aye.
Elena?
Do we have Elena?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Elena Hughes, aye.
Okay, and then I'll make a motion to accept the IADU amendments as they are to the town council. Does that sound all right?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you.
All in favor, Matt Cochran, aye.
Haley Opperson, aye.
Elena Hughes, aye.
John Barath, aye.
Colleen Thompson, aye. Yes!
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lee.
I need to make one announcement, which is that due to some surgery I'm going to have on my eyes, I'm not going to be in particularly functional shape at the time of your December meeting. And so any business that we need to do together, we'll either have to wait to January or a special meeting later in December or earlier. There's not much earlier left, but I'm not going to be able to function in a meeting context on the second Thursday of December. So the things that I will be doing for you, I will start chipping away at. I'll get the clean version of this out to you before I have the surgery, the clean renumbered version of it out to you. And then I will start picking away, and I'll also do the clean version of the subdivision things. based on the three to do vote on that. And then after I am able to see properly again, I will start picking my way through this 80 pages of subdivision amendments. And there's also some zoning amendments that are in there. This is quite the legislature trying to micromanage reality here, all on behalf of developers. There's nothing in here that is aimed at being beneficial to the small communities. But I'll start chipping away at the changes we have to make for that at the end of December or in January. So that's what I can do, but I will not be with you at the December meeting.
Thank you for letting us know that. We'll definitely miss you. And thank you for all the help. And I really appreciate the fact that you help us make us think. And I appreciate
that. That's the job. Well, thank you,
Lee.
And I will look forward to seeing you guys in January.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, so the next thing that we have is we need to make a motion on the action on the subdivision amendment that we went over with Lee. Either John or Matt, can you maybe word that for us?
You want to take it, Matt?
Getting it straight. This is a subdivision motion of.
Because we talked about it with John, but we didn't do any. With Lee, but we didn't make an action. We didn't make a motion yet on it.
Yeah, I don't have the details in front of me in numbers and so on. Okay. So I don't know if I can sound really official doing it. But.
John. Okay. John, do you want to give it a try?
Let me refresh where we were. So we basically decided not to leave the wording that Lee had given us about regarding private streets versus dedicated rights of way.
Oh.
We are now returning that to the town council as a clean version. Is that where we left it?
Yeah.
I was thinking I haven't been able to type my minutes, okay. So I thought you had already taken that vote, and that was the 3-2 vote.
I think that was a motion to amend the draft.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I guess our motion then would be to request Lee to put in prepare a clean version without the commentary of the immediate subdivision amendments, and that we would forward that to the town council.
Okay.
Now I'm on board. I'll second that motion. All in favor, Nat Cochran, aye.
Pauline Thompson, aye.
Haley Opperson, aye.
John Barath, aye.
Sorry, guys. I guess I feel confused how this is different than the first time around. So I guess I'd say Elaine Hughes, no, because that's what I thought the first time, too.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
And then for the record, I will change my vote to no, even though I was made the motion. So, Peg, if you'll show that as
I've got it.
And
both of you know. Yes.
Is there a chance for discussion around that, or do we just vote on it and move it forward?
We should discuss a motion after it's made before we take a vote.
Right. It feels like that piece is often missing.
Okay, so what we're trying to do is clarify what we talked about. That's what I did. So Peg, tell us what we voted on. What did we vote on exactly?
You just voted to remove the italicized text that's in the version that currently exists of 2021-7, that the town council sent back to you, or actually it was Mark McKiff's direction that it go back to you, basically, because he was unable to, he thought that there were questions that were unanswered, that were contained in the italics, and so the basic idea that you would have to decide is if you want to go ahead and make these changes as they exist, remove the italics and make the changes on the definitions of easement right away, that clarification, and do that, and then come back and pick up the discussion that needs to be continued on the rest of the subdivision ordinance as you get into it next year with what sounds like a lot of changes. So that's kind of what you decide right now. If you want to take a little piece of it and change this right now so that it's before the town council and potentially passed and becomes codified at that point, or if you want to wait till after the large discussion that will happen into next year and complete whenever it completes.
This is Haley. Can I just clarify on my end? I thought we did vote on the private road part of this.
Yeah.
Or was that right? And is that Elena and John why you guys are choosing to vote no right now to continue to pass it on to the town council? Because that's what we're doing here, aren't we?
That's correct. So it's two stages. We basically agreed on the wording, and now we're voting on sending it to the town council. And I am really concerned. That's a huge decision to say that every new lot has to be on a dedicated right-of-way. And I really think it's of such significance that deserves a public hearing and that deserves some real careful discussion, because there are pros and cons both ways. Lee is right. Private streets can be a nightmare. But if we say that we're not going to allow private streets, then the town has to be willing to accept some of these driveways as public streets, which I think is problematic from the town standpoint. So I think we have to really think through what would happen whichever way we go on it. And it's not necessarily that I'm favoring one or the other, but saying I think we need to be really think about it.
That's sort of how I feel too, John. It feels to me like we thought we knew what we were approving and then something got dropped in our laps and I didn't feel ready to pass it on yet.
Well, so I'm confused though, because we voted on it and the vote went through to keep it as it is. And so now we're on to a different vote to send it through.
So is it possible to just withdraw the motion to move it forward, because it already might have been moved forward and have a discussion on it? Or is that not possible?
But the vote is moving too.
I also think it's possible that motion didn't really go through quite properly. It was a little bit wonky.
But it was a vote.
But if it went through.
3-2. So
you,
it did go through.
Right, but in terms of not having time for discussion and things like that, it may not have been quite
right.
You know, I think at this point we could probably, somebody could make a motion to reconsider. If somebody wanted to make a motion to just reconsider, then we can discuss it.
Okay, yeah, I would make a motion to reconsider or withdraw that then.
I'll second the motion to reconsider.
And all in favor?
Now we can discuss the motion to reconsider.
Right.
So, I'm smoking too much on this, huh? Someone else can. My concern is more that I think we really need to understand the implications of Lee, the draft wording that Lee gave us before we send it to the town council. And I think that's what Mark was concerned about too.
So I'm not sure where to go on this, Peg.
I mean,
hey, just a minute. So Peg, can you
this is just your discussion. So there's, it's been moved and seconded to reconsider the vote that you just took. And so you're discussing that motion right now. And then at that point you will vote on whether you'll vote A or nay on reconsidering the vote you just took previously. So this is your discussion time.
I guess I think it's worth reconsidering because I think that it will actually impact a lot of people in a way that we might not be thinking of, and I think we should fully discuss it now and never did when we first put the motion through earlier in the meeting.
Can you and John explain how you feel, like where the concerns lie?
So I can understand better. Yeah, totally. Thanks for asking. So for me, it's that if every driveway for any new subdivision lot has to come from a right-of-way. I don't want to name any names, I can think of a few people in town, young people in town, myself included, full disclosure, that are trying to make it work to get a small piece of land here who would not be able to get that piece of land if their driveway needs to come off of a right-of-way and couldn't come off of someone else's driveway. I don't see why that's necessary or helpful. One of the things that we said is that something about private street disputes, if four people were coming off the same driveway, if they had a dispute, they'd bring it to the Planning Commission. Have any of you that have been on Planning Commission for longer seen that ever happen? I haven't seen that happen. It seems like a non-issue to me.
Elena, this is Peg. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was kind of doing something else and half listening to what you said, but
sure.
I'm wondering if the Anselm Spring private road, town road debacle is an example of that nightmare situation that doesn't go away.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of us haven't sat on, I don't know, you've sat on plenty of councils, it sounds like, so maybe you have some weigh in on this. But it seems like definitely what Lee says about, these issues, and yes, Peg, speaking to the Anselm, that whole road debacle, I personally definitely can see it as an issue down the line. Maybe none of us have seen it in our short term here in town or, time in town, but we're seeing it now. I do agree with Lee in the sense of it does seem like it could definitely become an issue. Elena, I also understand your perspective as well and where you're at, so I have empathy for you there and want you to have what you want, of course. So that's my way in. But John, maybe you've seen this happen more. It sounds like,
Well, I'm trying to wrap my head around this and just seeing off the cuff. There's sort of a conflict on either side. So there's the private driveway issue, which we're seeing with Anselm's place and the problem that never goes away. But if you also, but on the other hand, that means in every new subdivision, that it seems like a greater cost for the subdivision owner. Is that what you guys, John and Elena, are getting at?
Also, you guys, Peter Benson just made a comment, Elena, that might, on the chat.
Yeah, I was just reading it.
If you want to read that might help clear some things up or just also give you another example of another time when something like that has happened.
Okay, I think there are several issues, and this is what I've really been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. And I can't really get my head around it as far as what I think works for Boulder. One issue is the 5-acre lot size and the fact that a lot of parcels are very close to 10.0 acres. So there's no room to have a dedicated street taken out of that 10 acres to reach the further back lots. That was sort of what led us to the amendments about easements versus rights of way. The second one, though, is kind of the look and feel of Boulder. Do we really think that every new subdivision needs a 66-foot wide paved road spurring off Lower Boulder Road? I don't think so. So but yet I think if I look strictly at our current ordinances of what it would take for it to be a city street, it would be something quite intrusive compared to what most driveways in Boulder are. So, you know, we have the look and feel of the town. That's an issue. I think Lee is right. The private driveways, unless there's a very carefully worded right-of-way agreement and maybe owner's association that's legally responsible for maintenance, becomes very problematic. But that's the way a lot of areas do it, is that the homeowners association owns the road. But what happens if two want to fix it and two don't want to fix it? Now you've got a dispute, and that's the kind of thing Lee was talking about. So there are some real pluses and minuses to everything, and that's exactly why I think, you know, it'd be interesting to see how other people in the town feel about it, and we should have that discussion before we inadvertently forward something to the town council that outlaws private driveways.
Don, when you talk about, you know, these private roads to the subdivisions and how that keeps away from the look and feel of Boulder, I completely understand you there, but what comes to mind for me is safety as well. And
right.
If there are subdivisions going in, there are going to need to be more roads, and, you know, depending on what that ends up looking like, you know, yes, of course, the feel and the look of Boulder, that's the general plan and the goal, but also if more homes are going in and, you know, you got to think about safety too, that one way in, one way out and not having enough roads. I don't know. That's just kind of what comes to mind for me.
Yeah, and I fully agree. If Pete's listening, he can weigh in, but, you know, one of the issues is you don't want to have spur roads going back a quarter mile where there's no room for the fire truck to turn around.
I think the other thing, guys, is that any big subdivision is not going to be able to have just driveways. They're going to have a road through it to access each of the lots, which in the new ordinance would be a right-of-way. It seems more the issue of that it's any single lot. So that if anyone in town decided to split off part of their acreage and sell it affordably to someone, that person would not be able to just use that existing driveway next to their place to get there. I think that feels like the issue. Any large subdivision, the way the subdivision ordinances are, would have to have those things anyway. So we wouldn't see this problem with like a 10 lot subdivision. We only see it for a small one, which would likely be a local one.
I think you guys know this is exactly the discussion I think we have. I think that it's important that whatever we do, we get it right. We don't try to solve one problem with the words that we passed last time, and then create a new problem because of some of the definitions that were included with the words that we included about easements not subtracting from a lot. So
what I'm hearing basically is that we seem to want to have more discussion on this before we send it to the town council. Is that it?
Yeah, perhaps a public hearing.
But I'm not saying that. It seems like we need to have more discussion. I mean, we're not going to send this to Mark McKiff. It seems like we're not sending this to Mark McKiff. Is that true?
I think if we vote to reconsider, then I would say yes. We're not We might want to get some advice from Mark McKiff about appropriate wording. I think in cases like this, I always like to look at what other towns have put into their ordinances and consider whether it's worked for them or not. We're not the first town that's had to deal with driveways versus streets.
Yeah. We've made a motion for reconsidering, and so we're discussing. We are reconsidering right now in our discussion, but right. You know, I think that it looks like there's enough confusion and research that we'll need to do in order to reconsider it properly in another meeting. So I'd say we should just take a vote on it at this point.
Yeah.
So the motion that
let's go ahead and vote on reconsideration. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Correct. So Matt Cochran, well, unless anyone wants to discuss reconsidering further. Get my drift? Okay, so I as a vote, will vote yes on the reconsideration after hearing all you guys speak. Thanks for bringing all the diversity of thought into it. Appreciate it.
John Verath, aye on reconsideration.
Haley Apperson, aye.
Elin Hughes, aye.
Pauline Thompson, aye. Okay, so the one thing I do want to mention is that we won't be able to talk about this probably next month. We could maybe, I mean, do we want to go ahead and discuss it next? Because we're not sending it on to McKiff at this point.
Right, and we don't have
And so is, we won't have Lee Nellis to help us with this. So Peg?
One suggestion. Someone mentioned putting that up for public hearing again. I think you've had a public hearing on exactly these words, and I think you're not adding a lot more to the discussion unless you create some new words or some different italics for people to consider. So one way to get at doing that, John had said it'd be nice to know what other towns do. Well, magically, our codified version of the ordinance, training that I went to with the American Legal Person showed me exactly how you can go in and easily search for certain types of terms in across whatever kind of field you want to of different towns' ordinances. So you can look at Utah towns, you can look at other towns elsewhere, but you can find exactly what you are wanting to research at your fingertips through our codified version, and I can help you do that if you want me to show you.
So we can do that next month?
Well, I would think that you'd kind of want to do it beforehand so you have something to actually talk about and some words to suggest.
I could talk to Lee about the wording and see if he can, because it seems like maybe we just need it clarified, because the way it is right now seems like it's just unclear. Like none of us even realized it until John brought up that it might be able to be interpreted that way, and Lee agreed that it might be. So maybe I could work with him on tightening up the language.
I could come with some kind of like a white paper discussing some of the options as, you know, I've researched them and forward that to Peg to distribute and put it, you know, so we can have a discussion on what alternatives we want to consider and have an alternative wording that we would take to a public hearing after the next meeting, but use the next meeting to just consider some alternatives.
Okay, so we'll put back on, also we'll put it on the agenda for next month then. And Elena will talk to Lee and John will talk to or find out more information about what other towns are doing. Correct?
Right, so just to clarify, Colleen, we'll put it back on the agenda for next time but not have a public hearing yet next time.
Right.
Great.
Right. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing that we have is Ray Gardner. And he has a revised concept and questions on the RV park. And before we go into this, the town council passed the what do I want to say? Town Council passed
2021-5 RV parks, campground, etc.
Right, and so Ray has not submitted an application for a conditional use permit. So since we've adopted 21 dash, what Peg said, I have it here somewhere, he now falls under what was, before it was the old one, and now it's the new version of recreational parks. I can't think of the word, I'm so sorry. So that's another thing that we want to consider. Is that correct, Peg? Because before Ray chose to go by the old campground, RV park, and now the new one has been accepted. And so he's under the new one now.
This is true.
Okay. And I think I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. That, yes,
so
that.
I'm not sure if anybody noticed, my paperwork here. So there were very few changes made when it came right to it. It was a matter of numbers. The limits were, the numbers were raised a little bit. As far as the RV park, that's correct, right? It went to 30. Peg?
I don't have that in my brain.
Yes, it did.
Yes. Thank you, Judy. Yes, it did. So that was really, as far as the RV parks, that was really what changed in that. And so that's one thing that I wanted to clarify, is that we're looking at Ray's concept now with the new numbers. Correct?
Yes, and I think Ray's got questions that he wants to ask you, so he should probably.
Well, I just kind of wanted to clarify that as far as where we were at with this concept.
Right.
Okay, and because we still don't, this is just a concept. We're not making any decisions tonight. We're just looking at this under the new ordinance.
Right.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So again, this is just a concept. This new concept is on the same property, but moved farther north. The previous concept was just becoming way too expensive in its location with getting the infrastructure to it. And so that is the reason I opted to move this to a closer and I think a more doable location. So I guess really my main question, I don't know if you've all had a chance to look at this, is I just would like to know if there's anything that jumps out at you as far as something that would not work. Really much of the design of any development in proximity to a stream is really directed by your septic requirements. And so to meet those requirements, the design comes out to meet those requirements. But again, just looking at this, I just curious to know if there's anything that I'm overlooking that is an obvious no-go with town ordinances.
So, Ray, my first question is, did you say this is south or north of what the old one was?
North.
So this entrance... And is there a stream? Did you say, is there water running through there where all those trees are?
Yes, that is a stream. That's Deer Creek.
And so the drawing that you have that's closer out to the highway, so you have two sections. Is that correct?
Yes, you could yeah, you could describe it as such. So the entrance would be, would be shared with my driveway entrance for a short distance before turning south. And so there's really two portions or parcels of this. The one closest to the highway 12, there's about about 14 possible RV sites on that side. The portion farther away from highway 12 would accommodate approximately 6 pull-through sites. The other loop that is near the creek, the stream there, that would be a loop that would accommodate some tent sites. And then the blue rectangle, that would indicate a location for a pavilion slash restroom, that sort of thing.
I just have one thing that's kind of coming up for me is I can't remember what we decided on setback, and I'm seeing the sites close to the highway there. What did we decide on that? I don't remember. So it's just something I noticed. Want to make sure that you've taken that into consideration, Ray, and maybe you have, and it's totally fine. I don't remember what the setback requirements were, but that's something I'm noticing. So maybe Colleen or Peg, someone that knows what that is, or Ray, if you looked at that and you did what you were supposed to, then great.
Sure. I believe I do remember seeing something. I don't recall if it was, I think, like 40 feet or maybe it was even 60 feet. But yeah, there was a setback requirement on that.
Okay. Does anybody else? I do not have much information on. Does anyone else have any comments?
Yeah, we lost the screen, but Ray, so where are the actual septic systems on that? And what is there any screening planned along the roadside sort of RVs there?
Sure, of course, Matt. My site plan would include some screening between the highway and the RVs. This, what you're seeing here on this picture, that would require two separate septic systems, one on each side of the stream.
Okay, and what are the setbacks on septic from waterways? I can't remember, like 100 feet or something.
Your leach field has to be at least 100 feet away from a stream.
Okay. So, and you said, I guess you said in the beginning, that's all taken into consideration and covered. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I had a comment, Ray, would this be for transient or long, long term? Is that what she said?
Sure, I can answer that. So as per the
ordinance... Yeah, or long-term residents, sorry, yeah.
So as per the ordinance, they are allowed to stay, I believe it's 180 days in a year, up to 180 days during a one-year period.
Okay, thank you.
So I found what the town council, Judy, well, I'm not, I think that they went to 30 units too, and I think that they left the 10 campsites where you said would be in that loop area. As far as a concept, I don't think that I have a problem. I mean, I don't really have anything to say. Because this is just a concept. It's just the beginning, and until we look into it a little farther, or you submit a conditional use permit, I think we've all had a chance to look at this. Does anyone else have any questions? So then this will go to, so does this go through, so I'm not really sure what to say as far as what to expect from you or what to ask from you when the next time you come back. Does this go before the zoning administrator?
Yes.
Okay.
He submits an application for conditional use permit to the zoning administrator who... what she does is just make sure the application is complete. It contains all the elements. And Ray would probably want to be going through the commercial checklist, if he hasn't already, that's in the zoning ordinance to make sure that he meets all the development standards. Or where he doesn't or falls short, those are relative things that can be, that you guys would gauge, you know, give the point system to. So, but it goes to the zoning administrator first. And then the package of information will go out to you to consider, and then it'll be on your agenda for discussion.
So does anyone have any comments on that? So I can't hear Matt. Matt?
Sorry, I had one more. I'm just... So one of the things in the new ordinance, Ray says, you know, there's every campground shall have provide a permanent or portable office structure. Do you have an idea where that's going to be on your concept map?
Yes, that would be incorporated into that existing proposed structure.
The blue.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And that's where you have restrooms or showers, perhaps, and things like that?
Yes, as required by the state code.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I got, and so, and you're aware on the ordinance that, you know, roads have to be 24 feet wide and RV pads 45, you know, all those measurements are designated in the ordinance.
Yeah, all that's been taken into consideration. And again, this is just a skip. Not everything is to scale, but just to give a kind of a rough idea of what I've come up with.
I mean, according to the ordinances, you know, it looks pretty straightforward to me. There are obviously, when you review the commercial or the development standards, there are some things to look at. You know, I think people considering that screening on the road is really important. We'll give you positive points for, you know, acceptance through the PC and things like that. So it would be important to review some of those things as well. But on the whole, you know, it looks like it's in, you know, as far as I can tell, basic compliance of the ordinances as I see it.
Steve, we had a little question here too. So you have a stream there. You'll put a bridge over that stream?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that. I don't think anyone else has any questions for you. Good luck.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
And then, like we said, you'll go to the zoning administrator, and then it'll go, I mean, you're just going to keep following through the process, so we'll be seeing more from you as this comes together.
Yes, I intend to, as I am able to, submit more of the requirement as part of the conditional use permit.
Okay. Okay.
Can I say one thing,
okay.
Colleen? Can I make one comment about... Well, or maybe April is more the person who needs to make the comment. It's it certainly is beneficial to have all the pieces and parts come at once to the Planning Commission. So however your relationship with the zoning administrator works and however you guys want to work that out, fine. But I would request that it doesn't get submitted to the Planning Commission until all the elements are available. I mean, there's a lot of different pieces of paper, descriptions, and maps, and so forth. So if it could all come together, that would be useful to these people. Did that make sense? You're looking funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, April, so April is our, I think you all know that April is our new zoning administrator, so it'll go to her next, and then, I think we've already talked about that. So that's how it'll go through. And then we have the standards too, that Ray will go through. So yeah, great. Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. So then upcoming business for December.
So you've got, you're going to take a look at the subdivision amendments again with, John said he was going to put together a white paper. Elena said she would get with Lee on possible suggestions for wording to just move the conversation forward, because you wouldn't have a public hearing on that until January. And let's see, what else do we have here? I've just scrawled some handwritten notes, so it's kind of horrible to... help me out here, you guys.
The IAUD.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay, so... No, that's moving on to the town council.
Okay,
that's moving on. We were going, John and myself, and we were going to get some more information with the hydrological study so we could pass on a grant proposal or something to the town council so we could give them some information to start on, right?
Right.
Okay. So maybe a report on that.
And then we might have Ray back on.
Right.
Okay. So that's a start, right?
Yes, and you won't have Lee either. It'll just be you guys.
Right.
And also, just administration-wise, the end of December means the end. Colleen, you officially roll off, and you are eligible for another 5-year term, but you'd have to be appointed. So you would need to contact town council, I guess, and they should put it on their agenda, actually, for December, of either advertising for your replacement or reappointing you to the position. So that has to happen in December.
Okay. It's, and I'll be, so I run through December through that meeting, and then I roll off.
Yes.
Yes. So let's see.
Your term
so
to would goes.
That, yeah. So that would come up at their meeting at the first of the year. Is that correct?
Typically, yeah, you're right. You're right. It would be the new council that would be doing that.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry, I'm a month ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine, because it's definitely something that needs to be brought up.
So, yeah, I believe.
And if that's the case, Peg, when does the PC typically vote for their new, because if Colleen's going off,
right,
we need to have a new chair in place by January.
In January.
Right. And so we've done it both ways, but your term doesn't officially end until the end of the year. So depending on what you're deciding to do, re-up or advertise for a new person, usually in January, the first meeting of January is when you decide on your schedule. You vote for your chair and vice chair. So January is when you can take care of all that. But the town council should probably be notified of your intentions, Colleen, so they can at least get started on that in the December meeting, even though it's the new council people that will ultimately make the appointment, right?
Okay. Okay.
So we start the January meeting with no chair. Is that correct?
No. Well,
if Colleen's not there, I guess, well, you'd start with Matt, the vice chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So we have final public comments.
Oh, that's me. I have to look at. Let's see. Oh, I missed a question of Corliss. Let's see. Does anyone have any final comment? I don't see any final public comments that anyone's wanting to share.
I think Judy's got her hand up.
Judy? Okay. Yeah, Judy Drain.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say you guys did a good job tonight. I mean, that was a lot of good input and tough decisions. And, I mean, there are things for all of us to think about. But it was good. It was a good meeting. Thanks.
Thank you. So is that all on the public comments?
I think so.
So I'll make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor, Matt Cochran, aye.
Haley Appleton, aye.
Elena Hughes, aye.
John Barath, aye.
Colleen Thompson, aye. All right, thank you all. It was a great meeting. We got through a lot. 3 hours. So we do a lot with the town council, and I appreciate everybody's help. So one thing, I guess it's over with, huh?
Oh, let me turn off the recording.
Miss Elizabeth recording made a stopped. Comment about Robert's rules and motion making, and I have never, ever been trained